Well, many Houstonians are getting their first chance to see what they've lost. Christopher Connolly of member station KERA spent some time with one family just starting.
Okay. Let's just put them outside for now and let's dry them. Like in front of the garage, Miha. Okay. We'll stick them in front of the garage.
Christy Garcia spent the day overseeing a small army of family members, helping her sort through practically everything she owns. After the floods, every item that made this modest white two-bedroom into a home is now a decision. Is it salvageable or not?
The chairs, they're wood. We could let them dry out and take off the bottom and reimposter them. If we can.
The leather said,
Are you think I should throw one?
Just days ago, Garcia, her husband Raul, and her two grown children watched in horror as the floodwaters rose in this working-class neighborhood in East Houston. The family frantically moved their most precious items to the highest shelves. They put their nice couches on folding tables in hopes that they'd be spared, and then they waded into the street in search of higher ground. Trucks passed them by. One picked them up, but it got stuck in high water. In all, it took them 14 hours to reach the emergency shelter at the convention center downtown.
It's hard, but we're going to get through it. And that a lot of my neighbors had babies, kids. We need the help out here. They came late to help us.
Now the curb in front of Garcia's home is piling up with ruined carpet and soggy mattresses, waterlogged furniture, clothes, and bedding. It looks like this all up and down the street. Inside the house, family members use brooms to push the last stinking water out the back door. The Garcias managed to save their most important documents and family photos. Daughter Anna lost a guitar, but she saved two electric keyboards. Husband Raul's collection of die-cast metal cars is mostly unharmed. These are small but important victories. They stand in contrast to the incredible needs facing the Garcias and so many others in their neighborhood.
Beds, clothes, shoes. Because like you see, we threw everything. We just went with what we grabbed that day, and that was it.
More than anything, Garcia says rebuilding will take money. She's already applied for FEMA help and filed car and home insurance claims.
It's just rebuild and get everything fixed and hope for the best. That everything comes out okay with the help that they said they're going to give us. Insurance-wise, FEMA, everything. That we will get the help, that they don't stall on us, that they'll help us.
And with that, Christy Garcia returns to the work at hand, sorting through the wreckage of a comfortable life that's barely recognizable after Harvey. For Here and Now, I'm Christopher Connolly in Houston.